10,000 days.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
一个不能干的人算了。
If somebody is not capable, let it be.
一个如果还能干的人
but somebody who is capable.
你叫他一天不做事几乎办不到。
If you tell him not to do anything on a day,
你叫他等一个礼拜可以的。
He might not do anything for a week.
你叫一年一个月他要生病的。
But if he will get, he will go crazy if he can't work for a year.
你怎么不可能的
It's impossible.
你看我们主一等就等两万。
But our Lord waited for 10,000 days.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你有没有想到
Have you ever thought?
连我们的主为着主事，他能为主做工。连我们的主
，Even our Lord can work for God。
他要有一个很长很长的。
But he had to have a time of preparation that was.
你要在学校教书，最重要一点就是要备准备你的功课。
You know that when you go to school, you need to prepare.
你没有准备，学生一下就知道。
And as a teacher, you also have to prepare. If you're not prepared,
学生清楚的。
The students will notice.
弟兄姊妹。一个好的老师
a good teacher,
他有很多时间在那里预备
needs to spend much time in preparation.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们的主来到地上
when the Lord came to earth,
他是无愧的工人
an irreproachable workman.
他怎么预备
How did he prepare?
30年，一万年
30 years, 10,000 days.
他在耶和华面前生长。
Before Jehovah, he was like a tender shoot.
后来他的工作所以蒙恩。
And because his work was blessed,
因为他有三十年
because he prepared for 30 years,
他预备了一下
and when he prepared, nobody saw it,
只有神看见
only God saw it. Brothers and sisters,
你的能力从哪里来
where does your power come from?
是不是你的能力从你自己来的
does it come from yourself?
一个很重要的事情
a very big experience.
你不要预备，你就会讲得头头是道，证明说这一切都是从你来的。
If you don't have to prepare and you can speak a great message, that means the message came from you.
如果你看你说，为了这一天到
，for a message，
我准备一年不够。
If I prepare a little bit,
我准备两年不够。
Two years not enough.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
这就证明说你准备好。
That means you have prepared well.
我记得江守道兄曾经讲过这个故事。
I remember our brother Kong once mentioned this.
他侍奉主的时候才19岁。
When he was serving the Lord, he was 19 years old. And then Brother Ni invited him to Shanghai. And Brother Ni wanted to train him. He never told Brother Kong when he was to speak. At that time, Brother Ni was not in good health. When his health was good, he would speak. When he didn't feel well, then there was a young worker, Brother Kong, he would ask him to speak.
他从来不告诉他说什么时候演讲。
But he never told him when he was to speak.
在聚会，主日早晨聚会以前，20分钟给他一个条子。
20 minutes before the meeting was to start, he would give him a slip.
今天你讲。
Today you speak.
或者说我来，那就表示他讲。
Or he would say, I'll come, that means he would speak.
所以因为这个缘故，我们的弟兄说，他准备的时候不是礼拜六准备。
So for this reason, our brother said he didn't just prepare a message on Saturday.
你知道很多传道人懂得什么叫礼拜六。
A lot of preachers know what a Saturday is.
你知道吗？今天很多的人为很多人误会传道人。
Many people misunderstand preachers.
他们做工一天，他们休息六天。
They work one day and rest 6 days.
那那一天什么？那一天就是半天是礼拜六晚下半天，还有礼拜天上半天。
And that is the latter part of Saturday and the first part of Sunday.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多的讲台都是礼拜六工作的。
And many of the messages on the pulpit are results of Saturday evening prayer.
但是我们的弟兄没有这个条件。
But our brother did not have this.
因为知道什么时候他叫他讲。
Because no matter at any time he could speak.
所以后来他告诉我们他的秘诀是什么。
So he told us what his secret was.
他随时就准备好。
Be ready at all times.
也许有一篇讲台，我们弟兄今天讲。
Maybe he speaks one message this day.
你知道那篇讲台是什么时候预备的
？But when was it prepared?
很可能是10年前。
Maybe it was prepared 10 years.
很可能是5年前。
Maybe it was prepared 5 years ago.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见了没有
？You see that?
今天我们侍奉主太。
When we serve the Lord today, it's so easy.
为什么你知道吗
？Why?
我们太聪明。
Because we're too smart.
我们稍微做一点点就有果子。
We just do a little bit and we bear fruit.
我们稍微做一点就桃李满天下。
And we do a little bit and we're very successful.
我们就以为我们很成功了。
We think that we're very successful.
弟兄姊妹
brothers.
只有圣灵能光照。
Only the Holy Spirit can shine on.
所以你看见我们主是准备了一万天。
So our Lord prepared for 10,000 days.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们昨天看主怎样就在那段时间养成了祷告的习惯。
And yesterday we also saw how our Lord had that cultivated the habit of prayer.
重大事情一定来到神。
Important events, he would always come before.
重大的事情他一定退到神。
Important events, he would withdraw to the Father.
他和主一直有交谈。
He would always have fellowship with the Father.
我们是为了要传福音拼命想。
And because we want to preach the gospel, then we go and pray.
因为我们需要能力。
Because we need power.
祷告完了以后呢
？After we pray,
我们就休息。
And then we rest.
我们找个地方就度假。
Then we'll go on vacation.
我们的主没有时间度假。
But our Lord has no vacation.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
他知道说这是神的托付。
He knows this was entrusted by God.
因为当然讲以前当然需要祷告。
Of course, before a gospel meeting, you want to pray.
但是等到五千人吃饱了。
But after the 5,000 are fed,
那工作真成功啊
！A successful work.
成功到一个地步，你看有结果了，就有人要拥护他做王。
So successful that they bear fruit and they want to make him king.
那门徒不就等候这一天吗
？And weren't the disciples waiting for that day?
你如果懂得群众心理的话
，If you understand the crowd management,
my psychology, 你就知道说这是最好最好的机会了。
You know this is the best opportunity.
结果门徒就等待这个机会。
So the disciples waited for this time.
把他们像赶鸭子一样赶走。
And then the Lord scattered them like dust.
把五千人也遣散了。
And scattered the 5,000.
他一个人上到山上去祷告。
And he himself went on the mountain to pray.
这个习惯是在那30年间。
This habit was cultivated in those 30 years.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见他从来不和他的工作关系。
He never had a relationship with his work.
一直是父神的笑容来支配他。
It is only the smile of his father that governed his work.
弟兄姊妹，我们是这样的工作。
Are we workers like this?
还是我们看见好多人，我们开心的工作。
Or when we see a multitude, we're so happy.
我们觉得主大概开始使用了。
And we feel, oh, the Lord is using us now.
你有没有问神父？
Did you ask Lord?
这么多人，
so many people.
你满意？
Are you pleased?
我满意。
I'm pleased.
那你满意？
Are you satisfied?
这就是主。
This is the workman irreproachable.
当然不只是主在那个三十年，他是个祷告。
And of course, he was not only a man of prayer.
他也常常让主的话来充满。
He also allowed the word to fill him.
那不止。
Not only that.
你看见说他是人子。
He is the Son of Man.
神把他限制在时间跟空间。
He was limited and bound by space and time.
后来12岁还是跟着父母回去。
And at the age of 12, he still went back to with his parents.
他怎么经过那十八年
？How did he go through those 18 years?
那十八年，弟兄姊妹，你看见他受了多少？
In those 18 years, he was so limited.
他12岁就可以开始工作了。
He could begin his work at 12.
他完全被圣灵充满。
He was completely filled with the Holy Spirit.
他有印象的。
He had vision.
他说我岂不应当以我的父事为念吗
？He said, "Shouldn't I be about my father's business?"
所以想想看，弟兄姊妹
，So brother,
他如果出去工作的话
，If he had to go out to work,
神的同在当然与他在一起。
The God's presence would be with him.
如果莫扎尔特四岁就做了神童，
莫扎
尔 ，If Mozart were to be a
四岁
，at 4 years old,
他是神童。
Oh, if he was to be a four years old, if Mozart were to be a genius,
他四岁就可以在皇帝面前演奏。
He could play and do performances before the king.
这是地上的人。
That is man.
我们的主是神的儿子。
Our Lord is the Son of God.
他应该是比神童更神童的。
He should be greater than a genius.
所以他十二岁开始管钱了，一点都不稀奇的。
So at 12, it wouldn't be such a great
thing. 你看十八年要救多少人？
He could have saved many in those 18 years.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
他受了限
制。He was limited.
弟兄姊妹，他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
对他的能力他没有怀疑。
As to power, there was no doubt.
是他创造了山，他创造了树。
He was the one who created the mountains and the trees.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
是神把他锁在时间跟空间。
But God limited and bound him between space and time.
弟兄姊妹，他创造树一点问题吗
？He could create the trees, no problem.
他要做鱼，要做一个鹅。
If he's going to build a chair or a yoke,
弟兄姊妹，他要看他父亲约瑟怎么拿锯子。
He has to look. How does his father Joseph use the saw?
他怎么拿锯子
？How he uses the saw?
他也拿锯子。
That's how he would use.
他怎么做一棵树
？How he makes uses a tree?
他要做一棵树。
That's how. how he uses the tree.
你看神的儿子何等的。
You see how humble this
son is. 为我而你和我的缘故。
For you and for me.
他是无所不能的。
He who is, he could do nothing.
但他能说只凭着自己。
He could do everything, but because of him, he could do nothing.
你听明白。
Do you understand that?
这就是我们。
This is our danger.
如果有一天你发现你有管理才干。
If one day you see that you have a gift to manage,
在世界上你可能是 CEO,
and maybe you'll be a CEO in the world,
你就觉得我这个人应该是教会里做长老。
You say, oh, maybe I'll be an elder in the church as well.
这就是什么？因为这是你的长处。
Because this is your gift.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个长处可能就是你的长处。
But this might be the greatest obstacle.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主没有人比他更有能力。
Our Lord, nobody greater than him.
他道道地地神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
但是现在，他因着苦难学习顺服。
But through suffering, he learned obedience.
那个苦难就是在人子里的信。
And that suffering is the limitation among men.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着他不在那十字架。
Because he's under the hand of Joseph.
明白吗？弟兄，
do you know?
今天你能不能服在任何一个弟兄的手下？
Today, can you be under any brother or sister's hand?
神的话是说要彼此服侍。
That is, be obedient one to another.
你如果你能顺服一个最小的弟兄，
if you can submit to the youngest of the brothers,
你才懂得什么叫做顺服。
Then you know how to submit to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
世界上也知道什么叫服从，什么叫 obedience.
The Lord, the world also knows what obedience is.
你比我大，我一定顺服。
If you are bigger than I am, I obey you.
你有比我有钱，我一定顺服。
If you have more money than I have, I obey you.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的主是神的儿子。
Our Lord is the Son of God.
但是想想看
，Think about it.
造一个鹅，牛的鹅
，to create or to create a yoke,
或者做一张凳子
，or to build a chair,
他不能。
He can't.
要看约瑟。
He has to look at Joseph.
所以神把他放在约瑟上。
And therefore God put him under Joseph.
约瑟是神为他定做。
Joseph was tailor-made for him.
弟兄姊妹，你什么时候学顺服？
When do you learn the lesson of obedience?
神给你定做的妻子。
When the Lord tailor-makes a spouse for you.
神给你定做的丈夫。
When he tailor makes a husband for you.
神给你定做了儿子。
When God tailor made a children for
you. 如果能在那里顺服。
If you can obey them.
你是真正的顺服。
Then you truly obey.
我们太会唱高调，我们太会讲大方。
So many times we love to say high fluting.
我们给人的印象好像我们是最顺服的。
Our impression is we always obey.
只有家里人知道。
But only those in your family know.
如果你属灵的话，很真实。
How spiritual you really are.
所以亲爱的主。
Brothers and sisters,
今天的问题，
the problem we have today is,
我们的主不只是读主的话，
not only does our Lord read the word,
他不只是祷告，
not only does he pray,
在整个预备工作里，
throughout his whole preparation,
他借着苦难，
he learned obedience through suffering.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
甘薇学功课的时候，
when Madame Guillaume was learning her
lesson, 她知道丈夫是她的十字架。
She knew the husband would be her cross.
她知道她的婆婆放的是自己。
She knew her mother-in-law would be her cross.
但有一天，连佣人就要欺负她的时候。
But one day, when even the servants came and ridiculed her,
她过不去了。
She couldn't stand.
弟兄姊妹，你是主人，她是佣人。
You're the boss, they're the servant.
只有你叫他背十字架，没有他叫你背十字架道理。
Only you can tell them you bear the cross, they can't tell you to bear the cross.
如果他让你背十字架，
if they want you to bear the cross,
你把它撕掉就好了。
You just have to fire.
就没有十字架。
And there's no cross.
弟兄姊妹，你要感谢主，你没有十字架背了。
And then there's no cross for you to bear, thank the Lord.
但是在那个时候，
but at that time,
你看见主告诉马当杰，告诉马当，他干什么？
At that time, the Lord spoke to Madame Guillaume.
你看见吗？圣灵就解释那个环境。
And then the Holy Spirit explained the situation.
圣灵就告诉甘薇。
And the Holy Spirit told her,
这个佣人是你。
This servant is for you.
所以他就从主的手中接过。
And then from the Lord, she took this cross.
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
甘薇改变。
Madame Guillaume changed.
否则的话，
or else,
她一脸都是做主人的样子。
She would always have a face of a master.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
从此以后。
From then on,
那么主人的样子没有了。
That face of a master was gone.
他一改变，佣人也改变。
As soon as she changed, the servant changed as well. Brothers
and sisters,
do you understand?
许多时候我们要做工作做工作。
So many times we want to work, work, work.
我们惭愧。
We indeed are with results.
这就是那一万个日子，我们的神怎么预备。
But this is how our God prepared our Lord for 10,000 days.
所以感谢主，你知道说是路加福音告诉我们的恩典。
So we thank the Lord that in Luke, it tells us what life is.
我在说马太、马可是个主要的干，告诉我们主在加利的工作讲那个树叶很大的树。
So Matthew and Mark tell us about this great and big tree.
所以只有路加福音告诉我们的根源。
So yes, and so only Luke tells us about the root.
你们不要光看外面看得见。
Don't just see the visible.
不要告诉我这里有 mega church， 那里有 mega church.
Don't tell me we build a mega church here, we have a mega church there.
我的问题要问这个根在哪？
My question to you is where's the root?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主是个伟大的树，没有错。
Yes, our Lord is that great tree.
你知道它根有多深吗？
But do you know how deep his root is?
他有一万天能够隐藏活在神的里面。
For 10,000 days he hid before the Lord.
我们受不了主受的。
We can't stand it, he could stand it.
所以他是无愧的。
So he is an irreproachable workman.
所以弟兄姊妹，很清楚。
So very clear.
现在你要看做工。
When you see work,
当然你羡慕外面的结果，
of course,
外面的繁荣。
Of course you admire the success.
代表你的成功。
Because it represents your success.
但是神要问说你的根在哪？
But God is to ask you, where's your roots?
但是路加福音不只告诉我们根在哪。
Luke not only shows us the roots.
也告诉我们后面的果子在哪里。
But it also shows us where the fruit is.
弟兄姊妹，你看一个无花果树。
When you see a fig tree,
长满了树叶。
It's full of leaves.
你说这是成功。
You said this is success.
但是为什么咒诅无花果树？
But why did he rebuke, curse the tree?
因为这给别人许多太多的错觉。
Because it gives many misunderstandings.
所以主要叫根开始枯干。
So the root has to wither.
你看见吗？现在里面外面完全一样。
So that inside and outside is all the same.
现在你不会给人一个错觉。
So you don't give somebody a misconception.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天主所要的是果子。
What the Lord wants today is fruit.
今天好看的叶子。
Today, the leaves are beautiful.
非常体面。
It's very beautiful.
在我们当中几万人心。
And then,myriads of people have been saved.
你看我们聚在一起多么好。
When we gather together, isn't great?
在世界上我们不是今天的影响力吗？
Don't we have an impact in the world?
但是主的话说，你们是小群。
But the word says you're a little flock.
小群是最没有力量的。
The little flock is the weakest of all.
什么时候我们成为一个力量？
When we become a force.
什么时候我们可以跟世界平起平坐？
When we can be at the same level as the world.
弟兄姊妹。我们要小心。
We have to be careful.
如果不小心，那棵树就像主耶稣所说的，本来是芥菜中就变成大树。
Let us be careful because that mustard seed can become a huge tree.
所以现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
如果讲到工作的话。
If you speak of work,
我们所都注意的是外表。
What we pay attention to is the outward appearance.
我们很少问。
Very rarely do we ask about the root.
我们听了一篇道。
When we hear a great message.
这篇道真好。
This message is wonderful.
但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
这边的道根在什么？
We have to ask, where is the root?
是昨天才预备。
Was that message
是上个礼拜才预备的。
Was it prepared last week?
他一辈子就是预备这篇道。
Or was it prepared with it throughout his whole life?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
许多时候人说，为什么做你一定的东西很有道理？
Why do people say many times when we read watching these works it's full of anointing?
你知道你一定有每一篇道的背后不光是一篇道。
You know that at each message, behind each message of Brother Nee,
也许主让他经过多少的事情最后就产生了篇道。
The much was behind the preparing of the message. Maybe the Lord allowed them to go through something.
每一篇道的产生就好像母亲经过产奶。
Each birth of a message was like a mother giving birth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你以为道是很容易讲的？
You thought a message was easy to give?
如果真的能感动人的道，
If a message is to touch somebody,
一定是基督有降生在那里。
It is because Jesus has come down to Bethlehem.
因为你经过城内。
Because after you've gone through birth,
现在人看见我们的主。
Then they can see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是那篇道。
That is that sermon.
那篇道不是一天准备的。
It wasn't prepared one day.
不是两天准备的。
Not 2 days.
一辈子准备。
It was prepared by a life.
我要问你什么？
I asked.
你有没有预备好？
Are you ready?
主啊，当你制作我一生的时候。
So throughout our whole life.
虽然我一生有限。
Even though I am limited.
但是我所学来的
，But what I have learned，
我能叫众教会
，I can help the church。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不只要有真
，Not only do you have to have
roots， 当然你看见伟大的耶稣也
，You see。